Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, you guys? How's everybody doing, man? I'm live in Petersburg, Texas. It's 4 minutes and 39 seconds to go. The score is 0-0. Petersburg is the home team, and it is senior night! And we are going against Nazareth. Nazareth has on blue pants, white stripes, white jerseys, blue numbers, gold outlaws with white helmets. Petersburg, you know what we got on, baby? It's black on black. Black pants, black jerseys, gold stripes, gold numbers. Black buffaloes with gold trim around the buffaloes. Hey, shout out to the band over there. Shout out to Drew Smith, the superintendent. There goes number 13. He passes off to number 22. He goes around the right side of the field, makes one dude miss. He picks up the first down, and he is pushed out of bounds. That was Mr. Van Dyke right there for Nazareth. Four minutes and 27 seconds to go right here. Nazareth looks to be on the back door. Well, it's right on the front door of the Buffaloes here, and this is the district title game. We got a pretty nice stands out there. Stands, fans in the stands. Shout out to people who come down here from Nazareth. And also the Petersburg fam. I actually had them on my show, The Word on the Street, this morning. I mean, not this morning, but I'm talking it into existence. Actually, this evening, today on my show, Word on the Street. This is how we brought the chains on out. Looks like we're a little short, What up, y'all? It's going to be second in about half of a yard right here for the Nazareth. Ball is on the 8-yard line. Let's see if we're going to get the score right here. How you guys doing? They're pretty good. Nazareth's getting ready for the snap here. There goes the snap, the handoff, right up the middle. Huge snap for the Buffalo defense here, but they did pick up the first down. They did pick up first down here. Ball is going to be on the 7th-yard line. Put Nazareth.
What's Nazareth called? Get a Nazareth what? Get a Nazareth what?
It's the Nazareth with against Petersburg. Hey. All right, there goes the snap. There goes number 22. Oh, touchdown, Nazareth. Swift gets the first score on the board, man. It's going to be 6-0, 3 minutes and 54 seconds to go right here in the first quarter. Number 22 is also about to kick the field goal, too, as well. There goes the snap. There goes the kick, and it is good. The Nazareth Swift leading right now, 8-0, 3 minutes and 54 seconds to go right here. Hey, can I get a picture of you ladies real quick? All right, there goes the Petersburg cheerleaders right here. All right, 1, 2, 3. Smooth, thank y'all. Yeah. Shout out to the cheerleaders right there. Shout out to the stands out there, man. If you guys are listening right now, you guys feel free to go ahead and get you some hot chocolate over there at the concession stand. Concession stand. Shout out to Miss Debbie and the Petersburg Booster Club. Without them, I would not be here. Like I said, 3 minutes and 54 seconds to go here. Nazareth Swift. Blue pants, white stripes, white jerseys, blue stripes, white helmet. You know what, let me hit my way back on up this way. Number 22 getting ready to kick.
What up?
Shout out to the stand. Fans in the stands right there. Here comes number 22 with the kick. Oh, we got an offside kick. We got a flag on the play. It did not go 10 yards. Yeah. What's up, Drew? What's up, man? How you doing? Just trying to stay warm, huh? That was Mr. Pete Christie right there. Shout out to KCBD. It's going to be first and 15 for the Nazareth Swift unless they make them kick it over. Let's see where we're going to place the ball. That looks like we're going to place the ball there right at the 39-yard line. And I just got a good feeling out here. Just got a good feeling, man. Good vibes. All about positive vibes. Positive things, you know what I'm saying? Positive things happen to positive people. I'm so glad I did not bring my son out here because it is cold. And a little bit of wind chilled here. The Buffaloes are getting ready to... Ready for that first possession on offense, man. 3 minutes and 54 seconds to go here. Nazareth Swift leads by 8. It's senior night. District title night. There it goes. Woo-hoo!
Okay, but number seven,
A2's Alvarado with the carry here. Well, down by number 35 of the Nazareth Swift. And right now, I would love to be in between those lines right here, because between those lines, you can be as warm as you want to be, and them hits does not hurt. You know, I remember when the coach used to be like, I'd much rather be standing, be y'all than be over just standing here in the cold or in the heat. All righty. Here goes Caden with the gets the pitch coming over to the right side. Oh, it takes one. No, taken down by two of the Nazareth Swift, number 5 and number 22. Caden Faraz was at the show, on my show earlier. He's a freshman right now. I believe he's 84 yards away from 1,000 yards on the season. His first year, freshman year. That's unheard of. I don't know if my brother played 6 minutes in football. Shout out to Jacob Richardson, who's one heck of a running back, but he chose basketball. That's one thing. Basketball is my favorite sport. I wish I would have went, but I played football. Shout out to my pops. There goes. Take it down in the backfield by number 22. Sergio Alvarado's taken down in the backfield. Now it's going to be fourth down and 8. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go right here. Looks like we're going to send a... Nope, looks like we're going to go for it. Shout out to Mr. Armando Solis. He's the head coach for the Buffaloes here. Oh, it looks like we are going to go ahead and punt. Well, is it the Caden? Oh, he's going to pass it. What? It's my camera player. There we go. There goes Caden. He gets around to that side of the field. It looks like he will go. Oh, no. What? Caden Barras with a spectacular run. Touchdown. Buffalo! Go make the score 6-8. That was a fake punt. I'm filming it as he's going. He's going so fast, he made my camera go blurry. He took it around the left side of the field and made a score. S-C-O-R-E. Cannot say score. 1 minute and 32 seconds to go right here. We fumbled the snap. Oh, sweet baby, Jesus. He just throws it up and it's incomplete in the back of the end zone. That's one heck of a run, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we both named Pete.
No, not Pete, that's not Pete.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I got the superintendent right here, man, on the right side of me. 1 minute and 32 seconds to go. Six. The Buffaloes have six. Nazareth Swift has eight. 1 minute and 32 seconds to go here. Hey, Caden, you can't outrun me, man. Buffalo's getting ready for the kick. And that wasn't 81 yards, but it's pretty much close to 1,000 right there. What's up, man? What's up, man? You good? Oh, my bad, bro. I'm a thing right there. That was little Caden. That was his brother. Oh, there goes number 22. He's a big fella right there. He goes around the right side. Somebody get his legs. What's up, man?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. I'm cold.
Gonna be first and 15 for the Nazareth. It's the Nazareth with first and 15 in Petersburg, Texas District K.
Senior night.
Yeah, y'all probably can't hear it, but I'm trying to sing along to the band as well. All right, the first and 15. Number 13, Chris is off to number 22. Oh, taken down by number 8 of the Birds. No, that was not taken. That was number 2. That was number 8. Senior night. I remember my senior. Oh, I didn't even get to play in my senior night. I was hurt. Hey. Game
of a
What's up, you guys? We're live back in Petersburg, Texas, man. It's a senior night slash district title game. Petersburg Buffaloes versus the Nazareth Swifts. Right now, we just now got back from halftime. The score is 30-6. Nazareth Swifts are on top. The Swifts have on blue pants, white jerseys, white stripes on their pants, white helmets with blue Swifts on their helmets. Right now, the Buffaloes do have the ball. We got the kickoff. Sergio Alvarado did return their kick now. We are first and 20. We have a fumble on the play. Oh, it's recovered by the Swift. Oh, recovered by the Swift. It's going to be first and 15 for the Swift here. And one thing Mike Leach did used to stress to us whenever we was playing college ball, if it's a close game, the person whoever wins the first possession after halftime is most likely going to win the game. If you're on defense, you get a three and out, you get a turnover, you get the momentum, you usually keep it. If you're on offense, you get the time of possession, either you score or you just keep the ball and knock them in the mouth. But right now it's first and 15, and it looks like the Nazareth have won its first possession in halftime. Now we do have Nathaniel Van Jones goes around the right side of the corner. He stepped out of bounds right there. He was running towards me.
I got y'all right here.
He's running towards me. He's going to run into a brick wall because I wasn't moving. I need some more contact in my life. Boom. And hope somebody was filming because that would be on World Star. Well, yo, man, that was a gain of about 4. Now we got 2nd and 11 for the Nazareth Swift here. It's like we had a whistle on the play. Just trying to make sure we get the ball in the right spot. Second and 11. Lanza. Number 22, Nathaniel Van Dyke with the carry there. Oh, Now it's going to be 3rd and 5. Ball on the Buffalo 14-yard line. There goes Van Jones. Number 22 with the carry around the left side of the field right there. Van Dyke with the run right there. He's the best player on the field. It's going to be 1st down, Nazareth. 1st and goal. 1st and goal on the 8-yard line. It's 4th and goal. 4th and goal. They got it wrong up there. Fourth and goal right here. There goes the pitch. Uh-oh, looks like he's going to walk in the end zone. Touchdown, Nazareth! Nathaniel Van Dyke with another touchdown on the play. Man, this dude is clearly the best player on the field. He was shaking up for a little bit. That makes the score 36-6, 8 minutes and 59 seconds to go right here in the third quarter. Oh, we got a fumble on the snap, picked up by Sergio. Sergio got on some gold gloves. Buffaloes have been doing pretty good this year. I know freshman Caden Perez, he was 84 yards away from reaching 1,000 yards. And he's the only person with the touchdown. I believe it was like a 70-yard scamper on the fake punt. He also have a pretty big, couple big runs. He might be a freshman over 1,000 yards this year. But we shall know as soon as we get the statistics, which means the stats. And you guys, if you guys need something from the concession stand, the Petersburg Booster Club is right over here at the concession stand. At the time of the day, you need some hot cocoa. Some people think some chocolate. Van Dyke getting ready to kick, too, for the Swift. He's only kicked the ball deep one time. The rest has been onside kicks. They came here with a mission, and it seems like it's working so far. They're ahead 36-6. There goes the kick. That was a good kick. Oh, fumble. Uh-oh, he makes one dude miss. Uh-oh, he's still going. It's going to be 1st and 15 for the Buffaloes here. They're in their own territory, but I bet it won't be for L-O-N-G. That means for long. So Sergio Alvarado with that kick right there. And they are on their own 17-yard line to be exact. They're coming out in a crazy formation here. Quarterback looks like he's 10 yards deep. Maldonado, the receiver, was by himself on the short side of the field on the Petersburg home side. And we got Kyle Peterson and Caden on the left side of the field to the wide side. Sergio throws it over to Caden. He goes around. He's going to run the ball straight up. Okay, gain of about 10 on the play. Justin Nelson, I do not see. I believe he was involved earlier. He must be hurt. 2nd and 11, so that was a gain of 6. There goes Sergio. He's going to look like he's going to throw it over to Maldonado, but he decides he's going to keep it. Oh, taken down hard by Nathaniel Van Dyke, number 22 of the Nazareth Swift. It's going to be 3rd and 9. Maldonado with the catch. Gets hit by number 4 of the Nazareth. Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey, take a pose for me real quick. Gotcha, thanks. Shout out to the young fans. 8 minutes and 4 seconds to go. The score is 36-6. Buffaloes has the ball right now. We have Kaden Perez in motion. Oh, the ball hits him. Oh, my goodness. And which caused and which made that a fumble. It's turnover for the Buffaloes. Looks like the Nazareth Swift is getting the ball right back. It's going to be 1st and 15. Oh, we got a play fake. Number 13, the quarterback rolls off. He got the man deep. Number 11 is incomplete. Woo! Good play, 11. Good play, baby. Good play, baby. Hey, that's a good no catch right there. Let's go, Buffaloes. Let's go, Buffs. That's how we used to talk back in the day. That was a good no catch. Let's go. You gave me one more chance. Now I'm about to go ahead and get with it. It's 2nd and 15 for the Nazareth Swift. Let's go, Buffs. It ain't over yet, baby. It ain't over yet. Second down and 15 for the Swift here. Taken down in the backfield by number 7. Nathaniel Van Dyke with the carry. Jesus Alvarado with the tackle. He's number 7 here. Where's Justin Nelson at? He's the other guy that can go. Uh-oh, we got Van Dyke out here. Looks like they're going to hurry up and snap it. He throws it right to Van Dyke, and it is incomplete. Hey, there you go, Deuce Deuce. Good no catch. Good no catch, Deuce Deuce. As y'all can tell, yeah, I used to be like, oh, yeah, well, let's go, baby. Did y'all hear about Michael Jordan's first words? He said to Allen Iverson in his first game, he said, hey, I can't say it ain't radio friendly. And I own this station. This is an independent station. But I do not want to reflect my station by saying curse words. You feel me? But Michael Jordan, one of the greatest in the game. Nobody realized how he used to cuss everybody out, too. Uh-oh. There goes the pass. I mean, there goes the pick. Number 13 is ready for it. It looks like he might tuck it and run. He makes one dude miss. Oh. Y'all good? That's going to be a first down, Nazareth. And actually, he made two Petersburg people run into each other right here on the sideline. First and goal from the 9-yard line. Uh-oh, looks like we drove somebody outside. There goes number 5. Oh, fumble on the play. Get the ball. He was down on the play. 6 minutes and 33 seconds to go right here in the third quarter. Buffalo started the game with two turnovers here. Well, started the second half with two turnovers. The Swift are on the Buffalo's 1 yard line. Last time we were down here this close, Van Dyke, number 22, just walked it in, made a pretty good cut. There goes the snap. Fullback trap. Oh, he's right at the line of scrimmage by number 22. We got a loss on a play. I see you, Deuce Deuce. I see you, Deuce Deuce. Let's go, D. Let's go, D. It's going to be 3rd and goal for the Buffs here. Number 13 under center. He pitches it to number 22, Van Dyke. Oh, he dives into the end zone for another Swift for touchdown. That's going to make the score 42-6. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to go right here in the third quarter. Shout out to the band. Shout out to everybody in the stands. It is a chilly day here in Petersburg. Van Dyke getting ready to kick. There goes snap. There goes the kick, and it is G-double-O-T. And the Swift are over there hyped. They seem to have all the momentum over there. The coaches is hyped. The team is hyped. The stands is hyped. The cheerleaders have not stopped moving. Petersburg, looks like we need to pick it up here a little bit. It's senior night, people. They're going to remember this game for the rest of their life. And for my senior night back in 2004, because I graduated in 05, but our senior football game was actually in 04 against our rival team, Tahlequah. I was actually hurt, and I broke my leg early in the season on homecoming. Then on senior night, they took off. We wanted to spook the other team because I was, like, the best person in the state. So I just remember suiting up in my uniform my senior year and the whole stands yelling, "Petey, Petey," because everybody just thinking I was just going to play. But I knew I wasn't going to play. My leg was flatter than an orange board. And lost a couple steps after that. But it's okay. You know, life goes on, remember? There goes Van Dyke with the kick. He kicks it over there where no one is at. Oh, gets it where Kaden Perez ends up picks it up. Oh, he breaks the tackle. He fumbles. Ball on the ground, but it went out of bounds. Woo! That would have been the third turnover for the Buffs here in just the third quarter alone. First and 15 for the Buffaloes. Starting out on their own 17-yard line. Sergio Alvarado is under the center. Pitches it comes up the middle to number 8. Oh, that's Sergio Alvarado, the ball carrier. Number 8 was the quarterback there. Going to be second in about 13.
Okay, but number 9.
Kaden Perez coming back in the game. Taken down by number 11 of the Nazareth Swift. We got everybody on the line of scrimmage here. Kaden Perez is the lone one in the backfield. Oh, he goes around to the left side of the field. Makes a cut. Makes one dude miss. Gain of about 3 on the play. Taken down by a pack of Swift. Nathaniel Van Dyke along with the pack of Swift right there. Third down and 7 for the Buffs here. Ball on their own 27-yard line. Sergio's coming back into the game. Looks like he got a little limp right there. He came in for Kaden. Uh-oh. We got Maldonado back deep. Oh, he completes it to Jesus. There you go. Oh, he's taken down by a pack of Nazareth Swift, but not after a Petersburg. First down. 3 minutes and 53 seconds to go here. The score is 44-6. Senior night slash district title game. Nazareth Swift came here, and they was not playing no game. First and 15 for the Buffs. Oh, there go Kaden. Oh, hey, I can tell Kaden is running the ball hard, though. It took three dudes. There by number 5 for the Nazareth Smith. Number 4 and number 35. Second down and 14 for the Buffs here. 3 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Buffs here, I'm trying to score every play. Every play. I'm showing them you can't stop me. Especially offensively, man. I love offense. I'm like, give me the ball, coach. I want it every play. I want it. And I'm going to get it. Oh, that's the same play they just ran last possession. And where it hit Kaden while he was in motion. There goes Sergio. Looks like he's trying to find the guy. Oh! And then we got a sack on the play. It was actually a smart play just to take the sack. That was just instead of throwing an interception there. So that was actually a good smart play. Abraham Alvarado was the one who ended up got sacked that play. It's going to be third and Lubbock here for the Buffaloes. Not really third and long here. Third down and 28 for the Buffs. There goes the snap, gets it to Maldonado. He's going to run it all the way up the middle. Made two dudes miss. So that means we got four more people to go. He throws it up. Oh, it's interception by number four of the Nazareth Swift. That's the third turnover in the third quarter alone for the Buffs. Caden Moore with the interception. That was a nice hustle play. First and 15 for the Swift here. There goes the pitch. There you go. All right, good hustle, 10. Good hustle, 10. Friday Night Lights ain't nothing like Friday Night Football. I don't know what we're going to do. People always say that. I don't know what we're going to do. Football season's over.
Well, usually, I don't know what we're going to do since football season's over.
Man, you know what you're going to do. Yeah. Second and 12, right up under the two-minute mark. There goes the pitch. Oh, he goes, number 13, runs right up the middle. He's usually the quarterback. Oh, makes one dude miss. Oh, tries to get rid of another one. Tackled by a pack of Buffaloes who end up wrapping him up. Abraham Alvarado. It's going to be third and 3 for the Swift here. Ball on the Buffalo 17-yard line. The score is 44-6. A minute 17 go. He pitches around the Van Dyke. He goes around to the right side of the field. It's going to be another Nazareth. First down. Shout out to the Petersburg cheerleaders over there. They're over there throwing something to the stands. I imagine it to be candy. Got a big game tomorrow in Upper Texas. We have the University of Texas versus Texas Tech University. It's been 10 years since the famous Michael Crabtree catch. A lot of people came back into town tonight to have a big ceremony there for the former players who played up under Mike Leach, Coach Kingsbury, and Tommy Tuberville. And right there, they did mess it with the chains, and there is first down. A minute 8 to go here in the third quarter. The score is 44-6.
Oh, he found it.
We got Van Dyke in our formation back there. He's the best player. Gets a pitch coming on the left side. Hey, he's tired, you guys. Hey, he's tired, y'all. Hey, man, let's get it. He's tired. You see how he's running? We got 45 seconds to go. Hey, let's get this stop, and let's get him, man. It ain't over yet. Let's go, boss. Second and goal here. Let's go, boss. Second and 11 for the Swift here. Number 22, he tied, y'all. Sure. I bet you number 13 is going to catch it. Number 11, they're going to pass it. I told you they're going to pass it. Told you. Who can he? Oh, there you go. Hey, good job, D. Good job, D. Good job, D. Oh, I called that. I knew they was about to throw it. They were trying to throw it to number 11 right there. Their best player is gassed. And we still got another quarter to go. 12 seconds to go right here in the third quarter. 12 seconds left in the third quarter. 30 go. Let's go, boss. Hey, y'all get past this right here, boss. Y'all good.
They get a stop right here. Their best player is tired. I can tell. He's
barely even running the ball, but I can tell he's about to try to dig deep, and it's like, hit him in his mouth. Hey, fireball! They got it. I'm trying to tell y'all, let's go, baby. Hey, I was part of one of the greatest comebacks in history, the Insight Bowl, whenever we were playing against Minnesota, baby. We was losing 35-7. We came back. We came back. You can't discount Texas, but both of these teams right here are from Texas. That's the end of three, and we are beating ourselves right there. We got three turnovers in the third quarter alone. I believe three, maybe four. Now let's put the fours up, baby. Hey! If this don't get you excited, I don't know. Excited, I don't know what will, man. Let's come back from behind. Get it in between. Them white lines doing fine. Hey, shout out to the band over there. Shout out to the superintendent, Drew Howard. Shout out to Miss Debbie. Shout out to Petersburg Boosters Club. Shout out to Anthony Perez. Hey. Oh, they stopped. I was about to start jamming. They have fifth quarter that's going on after this. I know it's cold out here. You get it all up in them sinuses. Looks like it's going to be fourth and gold here. Number 22 finally got some rest. I bet you they're about to give him the ball. Oh, he's out the game. Oh, no. He's out there as a receiver over there. There goes the snap. End of the first quarter. Number 13. Get the ball. He's got it. Let's go. Let's go. Get his ass. Oh. He caught it. Oh, that was a heck of a play. That was a heck of a play. Touchdown, Nazareth. Number 13 quarterback. He was scrambling. The Buffaloes put some pressure on him, but he just threw it up. Threw it up, and Nazareth ended up catching it. Touchdown, Nazareth. Makes the score 50-6. 9 minutes and 50 seconds to go right here in the fourth quarter. There goes the snap. And the kick. And it is good. 52-6. And that is the ball game. That is it. Petersburg, we lose 56-6 with 9 minutes and 50 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. That was a senior night. Looks like the Nazareth Swift will take home the district trophy. Broadcasting live out of Petersburg, Texas. Shout out to the Petersburg Buffalo. Shout out to the fans. Shout out to everybody who came out, who's listening right now on the radio. And remember, positive things happen to positive people. You Buffaloes, you go out there, you keep your head up, and let's continue to play. Let's continue to stay on the right track and on the right path. Shout out to Miss Debbie Perez, Anthony Perez, their son, Caden Perez, scored our only touchdown. And he's only a freshman. I believe he hit the 1,000-yard mark. Shout out to Mr. Armando Solis. He's the head coach of Petersburg. And shout out to Nazareth Swift. They came out to play. They say not today. But yes, saving athletes respectfully. Soar Radio, broadcasting live. PDP Richardson, you guys have a great day. Stay true to yourself and be yourself because everybody else is taken. When you wake up in the morning, make sure you got the devil shaking. Peace and love, and I'm out.